this episode of Cubs Out Loud, the guys take a dip and talk about bear pool parties. Are they meant to be just for socializing or just an orgy in the water? The Cubs give their opinions and provide some aqua-inspired bear love. Plus, will we finally let it go? COL 270 starts now. Sunday, July 27th, 2014. I'm Jeff.
Who's your bear? That's right. I am your bear.
I'm Damon.
And that would make me Gary.
Don't hurt nobody with your bear self.
And welcome to Comes Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Intermittent Length, episode number 270. And double feature. That's all I'm going to say. Okay, and hopefully I'm not as stressed out as I was a couple of weeks ago. Anyways, this week we are going to go right into this. Yes, we're going right into feedback because, well, we didn't really have much going on this last week. All right. So we'd like to thank the following people who have liked us recently on Facebook. We've got Bill Demange. Is that right? Anyways, Brad Harris, Tom McMillan Oakley, Jake Enger.
And then Alex Baker, Dylan Caps, Charlie Chaser, and Rodrigo Meneses.
Jason R. Brooks, Bob Langley, and David Eichelberger.
And thank you.
All the lists, I know the most people this time.
That's always a good thing.
And, I know about half those people. Yay!
Why are they so late to the party since you've been on here for quite a while?
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, speaking of parties, going right into the topic here. Let's talk. Last week we were talking about bears and swimsuits. With one of our favorite Cubs, Matt. This week we're talking about a place where bears wear swimsuits or not. Bear pool parties. How many on average each year, how often do you think you go to a bear pool party?
Well, me personally, not that many. But given I haven't been to Midwest Bear Fest in a while, and I haven't been to a bear run in a while, period, a lot of the bear pool parties I've been to have been at bear runs. And, yeah, so a couple.
A little different, but that would also make a distinction, bear pool parties at bear runs and just outside bear runs. So that's something to talk about. Gary?
I tend to go to a couple a year, and a couple being two or three, maybe four. It's challenging to say because I'm thinking, well, I just did one for July 4th, and that was kind of new because I haven't necessarily done that before, but there's always one in August that I go to. Well, or two in August.
And this is outside of Drench Fur?
Yes. Outside. So these are not necessarily bear runs, which you bring up a good point, and I think that's something we should talk about later in this episode, is the difference between, like, a run organized pool party at a host professional facility, you know, like a YMCA or a hotel or a water park or something, versus just someone's backyard. Because I think the parties are different, and behaviors and dress code and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. It could also be because for the lack of pool parties, going to pool parties, more of how many people actually have pools when you're coming to the non-bear run parties. Not many people have private pools.
Like, yeah, that's not necessarily something that everybody has a pool. So, like, every time we go to some party at somebody's house, it's a pool party because they've got a pool. That's not the case, unfortunately, or fortunately, or something. I don't know. So, honestly, I've only really been to like one pool party, mainly because I don't get out much. I mean, technically, if I'm just following along with the Lone Star Bears, they have plenty of pool parties, and I should just go sometime. But, you know, me being the shy cub and homebody that I am, I don't go out that much. So, but I have been to a bear pool party, had a great time. but what is the reason to have bear pool parties? Is it because of the water, or is it because of the have to completely nude bears?
Well, I think one of the main reasons of, well, for anyone having any kind of at their home, for example, a party event, is the socialization and getting to know people and meeting new people that you may not know, and enjoying each other's company. Yeah.
I think it's an interesting subculture dynamic in the bear community, because when I joined the community, pool parties really, I don't even know if they existed. And I don't mean that they didn't happen. I just mean they're not at the level that they are now, meaning I don't know of a time in the past couple of years that there isn't a focus on a pool party. Mm-hmm. And if you live in a climate zone where you can have them pretty much year round, they become more popular. They might get a little stale, for lack of a better reference, because I know up here in the Northeast, where you can only have them basically 3 months a year, you know, there's a lot of attention on getting excited about going to a pool party, you know, because they don't happen that often. But that being said, they're very interesting to me. And I'll say at this point, from the run perspective, having put on Drunch for a number of years now, we spent more years not having a pool at the host hotel than we have had a pool at the host hotel. But the interesting point of the feedback was everybody wanted a pool. And the committee's perspective for quite a long time was, well, we go to the water park. Like, that's the outlet for going and playing in the water, so to speak. But, you know, we met the desire or the need, the want. And we have a pool at the host hotel, and it vastly changes the social dynamic. It's like the place that everybody goes, whether or not they get in the water. Hmm. So there's, I don't know if there's something on a psychological dynamic level that, like, we as bears or we as humans really like water. Like, you know,
Here's a theory. I could be completely and utterly wrong, but subconsciously, could it just be because we like being relatively clean?
Huh.
You know, and this is more into it, but kind of like we have a water thing for water, you know, whether we actually get into the pool or not. But, you know, getting wet and basically getting rinsed off, per se. I mean, there's times where people have fetishes about, you know, manly sweat just turns me on. I love sniffing a work pit or something like that. But there's also the times when you're just like, look, you don't have to necessarily completely shower, but, you know, rinse. You know, and so it's clean, and getting into that the water kind of is a, you know, you're all nice and fresh the entire time because you've been in a pool full of chlorine or whatever, to keep it neat. And by being near it, you kind of get that still same sense, even though people who don't actually get in the water or something like that.
So Ooniness that's is next to Bear-diness.
Mm-hmm. And isn't it sexy to see like a bear underwater and then coming out and the plush of water and then he just shakes his head to you know what I mean. I don't know. That's sexy.
I something just crossed my mind while you were saying that, Jeff. I agree that, you know, it there could be a factor that it brings us together because of, you know, that aspect of we could perceive individuals as being clean because they've been in the pool or whatever. I don't know. That sounds really weird when I phrase it like that. Because I'm not saying that we're like, you know, OCD about people's bodies. But
right.
The thing that did occur to me, though, while you were saying that, is maybe the reason why bear pool parties or get-togethers at the beach maybe are popular is, well, I'm going to take back part of what I said. I think a pool party at a run or at a home that's semi-private, meaning it's not open to the public, I think it levels the landscape of body issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you're much more comfortable in whatever you wear for a swimsuit, whether it be, you know, like a thong Speedo, whether it be board shorts, trunks, something in between. If you're a bigger guy, you may find it difficult to find something that fits, you know, in your size. So you may not necessarily like to go out and be seen that way. But I think when you get to said event, I think that a lot of things kind of shed away. That's what I've been told when it comes to us and going to the water park. A lot of guys really like it because they've never been to a water park or have never thought about going because there's kids and there's parents and like they don't think it would be a comfortable scene. They're concerned about people judging them or being embarrassed because of their size that they maybe can't, you know, fit in a tube or something of that sort. Mm-hmm. And so I think if you have a quote-unquote private get-together, be it at a hotel for a run or at someone's home, that changes the whole dynamic of your comfort level. Now, if you've never been to one, I could see that someone's not sure about that. I wasn't the very first time I went to one. But you usually find that, at least in my experience, everyone's pretty cool. Like, no one, there's not a whole lot of pressure. You know, some people may be like, hey, come on, get in the water. But I don't think, you know, it's not a frat boy hazing, you know, kind of situation where they're going to throw you in no matter what.
Throw you in on occasion, but not like, you're going to be thrown in. Bah.
Yeah. I agree with you, Gary. I do. I agree that, you know, sometimes it does have a lot to do with, you know, it's less pressure to go to like a bear only, you know, pool party or event. You know, you know, there's going to, you know that we're bears of varying sizes and colors and shapes and hairiness and whatnot. And so we all tend to, and then bringing us all together, we're all going to be, you know, pretty cool with each other. And you're going to see different types of men and different types of bears, I guess would be the better way to say it. So you shouldn't feel that, oh, no one's going to be attracted to me, or I don't feel right, or I'm blah, blah, blah. I don't feel like this. I feel big and fat or whatever. You know, you're going to be fine because most bears are pretty okay with other bears. There are exceptions, but most bears are pretty cool.
You know? And it's the nice thing is that you're around people who are of like-minded of you, and not necessarily like body shape per se. Mm-hmm. Because like if you go to drenchfur.com look up their galleries and look at the pictures of the people who attend Drench Fur, there's varying sizes of bodies. There's the really big guys. There's the minorly big guys. There are the chasers all over the place. So you get this nice variety. And, you know, if you're a big guy who is into chasers or vice versa, there's somebody going to be there. And you kind of want to do – this is where it comes into our mating rituals. where you kind of show off your body to attract some young cub or daddy bear, and like you should be doing every if you do end up having some fun at Drench Fur, you should be hopping on the bus going back to the hotel, do your thing, shower, and then go back to the pool to see to continue being nice and sweet with each other, or find the next guy. One of the two. Wow. So
yes,
you've
the,
got
the shower
all those
is the most important part of that cycle, by the way.
You notice I did add that. I didn't just say go do your thing and then go back to the thing. No, I said take a shower.
Yeah.
So, but it, when you come to the private pool parties, that's called bear soup. Okay.
No,
so
I think bear soup is actually specifically it's the hot tub and the bears in a hot tub.
Not necessarily. Now here's the thing is that the one bear pool party I went to, which was very nice. One, yes, I did get naked. And two, I did dive under the water for a little bit,
mm-hmm.
if you know what I mean. There was one guy who I ended up, driving down to San Antonio to hang out with for a while.
Huh.
That I met there. So it was a good time, and there was something you wouldn't do at a public pool party.
Well, and you bring up a good point. I was thinking about, especially when you made the comment about mating ritual. I think a bear pool party, whether it be public or private, is an opportunity for us to be, I guess, in real close physical proximity to each other without it being directly sexual.
Yeah. And the reason to be less clothed, if anything.
Right. I mean, typically most individuals that go to a bear pool party are only wearing swim trunks. Although I have seen over the years a small number of men that wear a t-shirt. And it's usually one of two reasons. It's they have a skin condition, meaning, you know, that they're fair skinned and they burn really easily. Mm-hmm. Or they have a body issue that they mm-hmm. just don't feel comfortable with going shirtless. And that happens even at the run at the water park in the past years, although it hasn't been I don't think the past year or two it's quite been that way. But, you know, I understand that when I was in school and we had a pool at the high school, we actually had swimming as one of our phys ed activities throughout the course of the year. I absolutely detested, even though I love being in a pool. I just didn't like that activity because I just didn't like the way I looked, and I, you know, was always the biggest kid in class, and people I figured were going to talk about or pick on me or whatever. So I more often than not would wear a shirt. And so when I first went to my very first pool party, probably like 8 or 9 years ago, I remember that my intention was to wear a shirt in the pool. Like, it's just what I always did. I never thought that I would do something different. So I think you do find a way to be comfortable with who you are by attending, based on the individuals that are there. But yes, for the most part, I think you're just pretty much wearing trunks, which is getting you about as close to naked next to other men as you can get, so to speak.
Well, Speedos is probably closer.
Yeah.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is about the only other parallel or close thing you would have is if you were wearing
nothing,
just underwear, like at an underwear party of some sort.
I like the idea that most I think, and this is just me personally, if you're going to have a party, and specifically a pool party, if you want it to remain PG-13, go ahead and keep it like that. Then you need to make sure that it is mentioned either in the invitation or, you know, some kind of, there's some kind of notification. Because, you know, we're bears. We're men.
Here's a question. For any of those private pool parties, how many people actually want it to be PG-13? I'm talking about private. That's at the house.
Some do. I mean, some just want to, you know, be at a pool and enjoy each other. And, you know, no offense, depending on how private it is, just because it's at someone's home doesn't necessarily mean that they have the full-on privacy fence whatnot going on, you know. My friend, well, Gary knows, Rob and Terry. I don't think they necessarily plan things to happen, but they don't dissuade people from doing things, if you know what I mean.
Well, their circumstance is a little standard, I want to say, because they don't have full privacy.
Yeah.
So,
and that's exactly it.
Notably, they don't have like an 8 or 10 foot high privacy fence all the way around their property. So neighbors on all three sides can easily see into the pool. Like,
yeah.
And that kind of stuff. And I think that dynamically changes the environment that people would know, you know, that there could be kids or neighbors or whatever. And they don't live in the gay neighborhood. You know what I mean? Where it's, you know, where maybe that would change the social dynamic. But
yeah. That's kind of where I'm going at. But even if you were, even if you had the privacy, I could see it automatically going that way, but don't make an assumption that it is, because you don't know the people and you don't know who might be there, who might not be interested.
Well, I'll say this. The pool parties that I've gone to quite a bit over the years were at one couple's home. And they notoriously, I don't want to say notoriously, that's a horrible word. Notably, it was well known, let's put it that way. It was well known that they were clothing optional and that they did not have a privacy fence, but their property was laid out in such a way, believe it or not, in a city that none of the neighbors or anybody could see directly to the pool area and the deck adjoining the house.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it was clothing optional. But that was the only area that was clothing optional. So you didn't go running around in the front yard or down the driveway. You know what I mean? Like, it was just basically the pool and the deck area. But it wasn't forced on you. And it was one of the things I know some people were uncomfortable over the years attending. New people would say, oh, well, you know, I don't know how I feel about going. And I'd end up asking them because I was, you know, a spokesperson, so to speak, for a while. And I would say to them, you know, well, what is your concern? And they'd say, well, you know, I've heard, you know, that people go nude. And I'm like, well, and I explain kind of not so much the rules, but the guidelines. And I also tell them, I'm like, it's optional. I'm like, if you want to wear swimsuits, you can. Nobody says you have to go naked. And nobody is saying that because it's clothing optional, it turns into an orgy. Which I think is a big presumption on a lot of people's parts. Now,
yeah.
I will own this. I am no fool at my age. You know, you get naked men together, they fool around. They do things.
Yes.
Whether or not it turns into, you know, just, you know, first base, second base, playing around kind of goofy stuff, or if it's, you know, full on sex is a whole other issue. But I think that's driven by a couple things. I think it's driven by the hosts.
Yes.
And I agree with what you're saying, Damon. I think that if there's meant to be a certain level of, for lack of a better reference, like respect behaviorally to not get carried away, that needs to be known. I've known pool parties that they basically have said, listen, pool party starts at 1, it goes till whenever it's done, meaning after the sun goes down, and as of like sunset, it's adults only, or...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that there are kids there. It's just they kind of put out that guideline, like, if you want to have fun of a very certain type, then that happens during the later hours or so to speak. So that way, you know, couples, new people, you know, folks who are not into that, so to speak, they can kind of guide their own time frame and leave, you know, or whatever.
Or things as simple as something like, No sex in the pool.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, you also then have to get a little more clarity. Saying no sex in the pool doesn't quite stop. And I can say this because, unfortunately, some people have been they've unfortunately did things that were, in retrospect, unbelievable in a way, like caused a backup at the bathroom in the house of the host because people were getting it on in the shower.
Oh.
And it wasn't the host's.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you kind of have to spell it out because some people, or I've heard of, unfortunately, I feel like I'm telling horror stories, without getting into giving away anything, I know of a host who found out that someone was doing it in their bedroom.
What?
Meaning, oh yeah, that guests at their very own party were using their bedroom, like, you know, for activities, which they wow. did. One, was not their house. Two, was not their bedroom. Three, did not have permission. Like,
that's so, the big one. Like, if you, you know,
if it's like, the only bed in the house, would you rather them do it on the couch? I mean, really.
How about you don't do it at all?
Yeah.
It's not true. A sex party.
True. I mean, for all intents and purposes, the best way to handle something like that is if you want to have sex with somebody, you don't want to have it on the couch, you go to the host, can I borrow your bedroom for a few minutes? What are you going to do? Well, hopefully I'm going to top.
Nice.
You know, and, you know, ask nicely. You don't have to, like, broadcast it to all the world, but to your host, you know, just... It's a little. Can I borrow me and Jacob here? I just want to. And it says, oh, "There's condoms in the drawer. Go ahead. You know, it just the nice things." And so.
Well, I'll say this: if you're gonna make a comment or ask such a question, you better really know the host and know what they're going to say as a response. Like, in other words, you think they'll be okay with it or that they'll say yes. Otherwise, it's going to get really weird and probably really ugly because...
Or also just be ready for rejection. You know, be like, you don't have to, but I would like to. Can I please? Oh, no. Oh, darn it.
Well,
and it says, we'll be right back. We're going to my house. You know, you got to have it played. Obviously, yes, probably the best idea. When you're at a bear pool party, make sure you know the rules. I mean, sure, it might be a bear orgy with a pool. But most of the time for bear pool parties, and I would assume Lone Star Bears and other, definitely would probably be more of this is a social gathering, and yeah, things are going to be kind of odd, but still. But no sex in the pool, no real, we're not here for sex. You know, yes, people are going to do a little groping here and there. Sure, it's going to happen. We're bears, for God's sakes. We do it at the bar. But, you know, just think of this as just a bar. It just has a lot of water. Think about that way, because that's really the most of it. Unless there's something specifically stating. People are saying, yes, there is sex. Yes, there's condoms next to the bed. Or, no, make sure to use the guest room. Something like that, you know. As long as if there isn't any stated rules, assume bar the behavior.
Yeah.
So, which still doesn't mean that you're not groping people and there might be talk and things, because I've had bars where people have had their dick outs, usually covered by a lot of people. Or just one person, you know, standing in front with his hand behind his back and with somebody behind him, etc. So
go ahead Damon. Well, it's like I said, it's a matter of you know, we know that we're bears, and we know that we're men, and we know what we like, and we know we're
nine perverts.
Times out of ten, if you put us in a pool with potentially clothing, also hell, even with the freaking suits on, who cares? And there is little to no rules. Go ahead and put it like that. People are going to automatically assume that it's okay to at least mess around.
Well, they may some not, people are
yeah,
going
some
to.
People will. Not everyone. I have been to like you said, the bear pool parties at like a run. Midwest Bear Fest is one of them, for example. People make out, they touch, they grope, even though it's a public pool, but they don't go all like
nobody's out of getting clothes. Anybody a blue job.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and then if there's still interest, you know, they'll probably leave and go to a room. Hopefully one of the people there has a room. If not, that's fine, you know. They'll figure out something.
Tidal wave, same thing. You know, they tidal wave in Drinkford. The big thing is, if you're going to play, you're going back to your hotel, and then you're just coming back. That's all.
Right. In regards to the water park, definitely. I mean, it, when you're at a hotel at a run and there's a pool, obviously it's really easy to leave the pool, go to a hotel room, and come back, provided one of the parties is staying at said hotel. Yes. But yeah, when you're at someone's home, I mean, I think the whole thing kind of shifts and changes. Plus, you know, this is a discussion that went back several years about people hosting, even just potlucks. There was talk about like some people not really being comfortable with the idea of having all these people in their home because they don't know what's going to happen. Meaning, you know, will everyone respect my space and not go through my things or stuff, you know, come up missing or whatever.
And that's not even referred to parties or even bear parties or get togethers or something at somebody's house. I mean, for God's sakes, that even happens at straight people's homes. Mm-hmm, so, right. That's just general. We're going from bear pool parties to parties. Maybe that's what the topic really is just we decided to add a little water.
I like the idea. I mean, bears in water. I agree with you, Jeff, that it mixes well. It also, I think it adds a little heightened sensation. You know, I don't know about you, but I personally love the sight of some wet fur. Like, especially coming out of a pool or, you know, wet from, you know,
other things.
Usually
ends up not involving a pool.
But yeah,
or
mostly
could be using a pool or a hot tub or something. I've seen the videos.
Yeah. You know, I like the look of it. And it may add a little more to how people react to things. And yes, most people who go to a pool are at least shirtless. Not always, but most are.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get that look at the upper body.
Again, mating ritual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here are some bears in their natural environment. At the pool of their friends. My, what is David doing over there to Johnny?
Oh, my.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the reason why I was bringing up the things about is just, you know, use what I hope people have as common sense. Like, it's not your home, so respect it. Find out what the story is with, you know, the environment and abide by that.
Yeah.
And, you know, but that also kind of goes the same way with, you know, even a pool party at a run. As someone who organizes a run, the one thing, you know, that we list every year with us going to the water park is that, you know, we have an explicit, it's on the schedule and it's in the run guide, there's a line that says bathhouse behavior will not be tolerated. And every year there's someone new, because the people that have been there understand why it's there, but the people that are new always end up inferring or asking or making some comment or a question about, you know, not so much the validity of it, but like they kind of want to, I guess, test the waters or figure out where the boundaries are on that thing. And, you know, invariably, I usually am the one that addresses it, especially when it's in person. They make a comment and I'm like, it's really this simple. If anybody pulls a Nate Shenanigans and they think they're being cute, but they get busted, we could get thrown out. Not cool. Like, that's not the whole point of the weekend for us, actually, is to go to the water park. So to not have the water park kind of defeats it. So don't be the one that you know, can't keep his wiener in his pants and causes us to lose this thing that we've had for so many years. And, you know, invariably, they're kind of like, well, I was just joking around. And I'm like, well, I don't really know you. I don't know that you're joking around. And the reality is, you know, I appreciate that you're being humorous. But at the same time, you know, there's some seriousness to this. You know, it's like, you know, you wouldn't go into, I don't know, Dollar General and whip your dick out, you know, in the, you know, aisle, would you? Probably not. Nope. So, like, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, so it's like, well, I get you're trying to be funny. Like, let's, you know, I'm probably the wrong person to talk to about that because it is my event. But
right.
I take that into account at other events, you know, like, yeah. I'm not a fool. You know, I'm sure that people, you know, get gropey or other things, but the reality is that you just need to be respectful about it. And
well, like, yeah, you know. And you also have to realize, especially at like Tidal Wave and Drench Fur, there's other people that are not in your group that are there. They're called employees. They are doing their job. They're not with us, because if it was just us, literally us, no other people. Sure, shenanigans might happen, and any joking around for that case would be tolerated. But when you have somebody who is perfectly straight and they're just working the event, you kind of have to give them some courtesy. And believe me, I've been in customer service in a lot of things. And if you're courteous to me, I'm courteous to you, and I'm not going to be kicking you out. So you do your thing, but be courteous to the third party people who are hanging out there. And it you should just take this to any pool party you go to, even when it's at a person's personal house. Sure, it might be clothing optional. Sure, you get clothing optional. But sex, do that at your own home. You can take people away. That's fine. You know, if you spend 30 minutes, you find a trick, and you go to your home. If the pool party isn't over by the time you're done, you can come back. I'm sure the host will be perfectly fine with that. Because you know what? Do you know how much of a bitch it is to clean after a pool party? And I mean without the sex. I mean, seriously, they have enough problems. Keep the sex out of the pool party. Groping, you know, inferring, joking. Sure, that's probably fine. But just go home. I mean, be courteous to your hosts. And they'll be courteous to you.
Yeah, I think, you know, just keep those things in mind. And in addition to, you know, I realize we're kind of talking about that stuff and we took a turn towards about the behavior thing. Most pool parties, especially private ones, tend to revolve around food as well. Mm-hmm. Or food and drink. The majority of them, in fact, I think all of them that have been at private homes, they're usually potluck of some aspect.
And no food, no food in the pool, drinks, but probably away from the pool.
No glass.
No. So there's precautions that are taken. So make sure to follow those rules, because you don't want anybody get hurt, and you don't want food or some sort of beverage in your pool water. Really, somebody spills a beer in there, it's gross.
Yeah, I mean,
plus wasteful.
I would agree with that. Yeah, definitely don't do that. So yeah, just keep the food and the drink out of the pool, out of the water, so to speak. But you know, that's part of the socializing aspect. You know, bears like to eat, they like to drink. And then so I think the two naturally go hand in hand when it comes to that kind of thing. And it can be, you know, it can be a lot of fun. Some parties, the hosts supply things. So there's an understanding of like maybe they'll provide a keg of beer or cases of drinks or a bar or like hamburgers and hot dogs, something of that sort. But it's also a potluck, so there's an understanding like if you should bring a dish and if you can't, to pitch in.
A lot of the time, BYOB, bring your own beverage.
Yeah, bring something that, you know, you're willing to drink yourself and or share with others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when I was talking, when I mentioned about pitching in, you know, what I mean by that is, you know, give a couple bucks because it costs money, you know, for supplies and upkeep and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just the polite thing to do.
Absolutely. Well, I think we've drained this topic.
Ha ha.
Oh, that was awful.
So let's actually move into this week's. So Pool Bear. I was looking for one which kind of went along with the theme this week, pool party, but I just found this really cute bear in a pool, all wet, and I want to dive in with him.
Uh-huh. So. He's adorable.
Mm-hmm. Pool bear.
Sure. I like the... I don't think he's actually winking. I'm just thinking maybe the sun's in his eye or he's got a little water in his eye.
I don't care. He's winking at me.
But yes, it's very
well. He's definitely looking at me, and you know, a wink would probably just go along with that. So,
I like the beard.
Beard is awesome.
Yes.
Damon.
So basically, this is if this is okay with your host. What can happen?
I was just gonna say.
What can happen at a bear pool party?
I like it this when it happens at a bear pool party.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Personally.
This is very much a playful pool party.
Yeah, I don't think there's a swimsuit in that pool at all.
Maybe not.
Oh, no. There's one picture where somebody's got a suit on.
Yeah. There are a couple. And it looks like the one guy who's getting sucked is sitting on a...
Swimsuit. Okay.
So, you know, it's if this is, you know, as you can tell in the pictures, there is obviously privacy fencing around, and it is clear to everyone there that, you know, it's not just socializing, but it's also play, you know.
So it's all good.
I'm okay with this kind of, you know, thing. If people are playing and people don't want to play, that's fine.
And some people just want to watch playing.
Exactly.
So, anyways. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah. But nice, you know.
Lovely.
Chubby bears and whatnot doing their thing. Yeah.
Aww.
What?
So, no, like, I just thought it was amusing that you said they were doing their thing.
But aww was the reason for this next one.
So, right, here's the challenge. There are a lot of pictures out there, especially on Tumblr, of pool participants, but I was having a hard time finding something that was explicitly a pool party, and I started thinking, how am I going to pick one that everyone else hasn't already seen?
Good point.
Well, because they become popular. So, anyways, I decided instead to go with... a person that's a favorite of ours, a more recent picture. And for those of you that know Mark, Mr. On Fire 40, he is going to barber school to cut hair. And so he had a custom leather apron made.
Uh-huh.
I know. And so when he got it, I guess he ordered it, and then when it came in, so he decided to sport it. Now, I will have to say that I think the picture needs retaken, and that's because he should not be wearing anything but the apron in the picture, but that's just
all me. Right, Mark, yeah, so get on it. I'm sure after listening to this episode, when he does, yeah, it's a thing, you know. I'm sure knowing him, he will probably satisfy your request.
He might. And to be fair, this is the first ever leather apron I think I've ever seen.
I've seen them once or twice before, but it looks very well made from what I can see.
This is an apron that I would see more in the Smithies, mainly because I'm thinking about functionality here.
Mm-hmm.
Because you would wear a leather apron at a Smithies instead of a cloth apron.
Yeah.
Right.
Or a polyester apron because, well, it's hot in there. So that would be more the reason why you would have that type one.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being a barber. I would think that a leather apron would probably be best if you're cutting their hair naked.
Yeah.
I think that the leather apron serves a good purpose, that it won't really get hair stuck in it, so to speak.
Yeah.
I am more than happy to see this apron with nothing else on, and particularly I want to know how it's tied in the back.
I agree with you. I have a funny feeling it's buckled in the back.
Yeah.
Damon, because the top straps are nice buckles, yeah, like a standard harness kind of look. Yeah. So, and as you were talking, I was thinking that myself. I was like, I wonder if the sides are leather straps or if it's like an elastic or something that ties around the back. I'm not really sure.
So all we need to see is the, okay? Yeah, we're trying to see the apron. We want to see it again, and we want to see the back. Just the apron. Very important.
Yes.
I think I mentioned this before, but we're all perps. Anyways, moving on.
Thank you, On Fire 40.
We love you. We love you so much. So, moving on into the links. So something happens once a year now that the Lone Star Bears does here in Austin, and it's called Austin Chill. Well, Paul Andretti or something like that, he decided to take some video, and he got together with one of the leads of Lone Star Bears, Peter Griffin. Actually, P.E. I don't remember. Is it Dave? Dave is his real name. But he goes by Peter Griffin online. Peter Griffin. And so he did two versions of the video, which is the exact same video for each version, but it's a different – but one character is different. It's called Fun Times at Austin Chill. My favorite is the Nick edition because I think Nick is absolutely gorgeous and have been drooling over him for years, over a decade, I'm sure. They're at the pool party, and Peter's looking out the sliding door, and he sees either Nick or the other guy's name is Jade there, and he has this whole type moment. He closes the door, sits on a bed, and then starts imagining them climbing out of the pool, walking over, and giving him a kiss. So it's kind of a funny video if you knew these people personally. Actually, it's funny in general just because of the melodramaticness.
It looks good. It's very much coming across like porn.
I mean, it's perfectly PG. Or PG-13, maybe.
It is. It's just funny because you're watching it and I'm like, oh, I've seen this before. That's cute.
So, yeah, and I'm sure they think that because
the Fast Time at Ridgemont High thing, is that what I'm getting from this? No, never mind. Almost, kind of, sort of.
Well, the title thing looks like Fastmont the fast times at response times.
It is. Yeah. Anyway. It is. It totally is. Anyway.
Well, I think the one thing about these two, that maybe the reason why he did them, both of them, was because Nick has a good manly voice, but Jade has a more effeminate voice. So I'm wondering if that's the reason why they did the two different ones.
Who knows?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Or they were or he was doing bigger and smaller. I don't know.
Who knows? Anywho. Very cool. Very, very cool.
Yeah, so I thought those were cute.
The only thing I'm going to say is I'm surprised that they didn't include the website for the run, like for the chill weekend, whether it's an unrun or a run. I can't remember how they look at it now, but.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, wow, cool. And then I kept waiting. And like, there's nothing.
No, I think this was just Paul doing his thing. So yeah. I'm not sure if he's like one of the people who even works with it. He just was doing a thing. Oh, that probably would have been a good idea. Put a comment. Hey, why don't you include a link? Although, if you search Austin Chill, you'll find it easily. It's austinchillweekend.com, I think.
So it's Labor Day weekend.
Huh.
From the looks of it.
Weekend.org.
Aww.
Extra savings dollars. Early registration deal extended for 24 days, 8 hours, 47 minutes, and 30 seconds from when we were recording this episode. Register now, and it's...
There is a website.
Yep.
Well, it's in the video.
Oh.
Oh, I missed that somehow.
It's just not on the page. It should have been on the page, too.
It's in the... It's near the end. It's like it's actually at the 2 minute mark, 2:20 mark. Anyway, I'm watching and paying attention.
Right now, up till July 30th, it's $110 for a full weekend pass, and only $55 for the glow party, and the all day Saturday pass for $70. For more details, visit AustinChillWeekend.org. No. This is the Lone Star Bears are the bigger bear club in regard to physical size. Meanwhile, what's the other one called? The Heart of Texas Bears are the smaller group in size, not numbers.
Nice.
Yeah, well, and it's the reason why there's the two different groups, honestly.
Ah.
But we won't get into that drama. Anyways.
Nice.
Gary, what do you got?
I recently, this was posted, I think, on Facebook, and everybody hear this out before you tune it out. For those of you that are aware, Disney's latest film, animated film Frozen, has a very well-known, if not overdone, song in it called Let It Go. And there have been a gazillion covers of it. But I will say this particular cover called the African Tribal Cover by Alex Boye featuring Lexi Walker, it's, in my personal opinion, very, very, very good. It's a different take. And what's so cool about it in a way, though, is that it's kids that are singing. The girl, Lexi, who is, you know, singing the song as the Snow Queen, she's young. She's, you know, not a teenager or an adult. And it's got, you know, the kids' choir and everything. But the other thing I love about it is that they're actually, like, in the Arctic, or it appears that way because they're surrounded by ice. So they have kids dressed up as the other characters, and they're like wandering through these ice hallways. I don't know, like fissures between glaciers. It's visually, I like the it's fact stunning. That it's different. But the song's very well done. Like, I mean, I don't know how else to say it. I just really, really like it. And it's had, I think, over 45 million views on YouTube. So if you probably already heard of it, possibly. But if you haven't, I suggest checking it out. Even if you're like, oh, I just can't stand that song or I'm over it. It's definitely different.
Honestly, it feels like they're mixing Frozen with The Lion King.
I can see how you.
No, because it's Africanized, and the sound is very much like the sound of The Lion King. But it's beautiful.
Apparently, this guy Alex is doing a whole album of songs. Like, he's going to have them all covered, but they're all going to be done in this African tribal concept, which is pretty cool in a way. So that's like the latest thing that I've seen I wanted to let folks know about.
And it's available on iTunes and Bandcamp. That's pretty neat. I think it's pretty cool. Check it out. Speaking of checking out, you can check us out. You can pop over to CubsOutLoud.com. Shoot us an email at CubsOutLoud@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook at Facebook.com/CubsOutLoud. Join the Cubs Out Loud entourage, the COL entourage. On Facebook, actually, I still haven't double checked to see if it was COL Entourage or Cubs Out Loud Entourage on Facebook. I can't remember. Twitter.com/CubsOutLoud, Google+, Google.com/+, Cubs Out Loud. Also, search for the Google+ community, Cubs Out Loud Entourage. We also have a group over on BearUnderground.net. Again, Cubs Out Loud Entourage. Pretty easy to find. Please pop over to iTunes. Give us a review, 5-star, 4-star, or otherwise we will read it on the show for you. Also, please, if you listen to us on Stitcher Radio, give us a thumbs up there. Appreciate that very much. You can find me anywhere on the internet. It says Box Stack, Box Puppy, Box Cub, Box something or other.
And I am TheaterCub79 on Bear Underground, Bear 401, HeftyNet, and Tumblr.
And I'm pretty much found anywhere on the interwebs or apps as GearBear73.
And with that, that's it. Say goodnight, everybody!
Who's your bear? That's right. I am your bear.
Guys.
I should go to a pool party and get less stressed and go up to a really hot guy and say to him,
"Who's your bear?" That's right. I am your bear.
And give him a nice kiss on the lips.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's a good after show.
Yeah.
Listen to you. So did you do that on purpose or?